VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. The Israeli military on Wednesday ordered another evacuation in central Gaza ahead of an offensive in the area, even as Israel and the militant group Hamas appear to inch closer to a ceasefire. Talks to broker the ceasefire and hostage release deal have restarted after a months-long pause. Israeli President Isaac Herzog said on Wednesday he would meet with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's Mideast envoy, Adam Bowler, at his home in Jerusalem. Bowler, a former aide to Jared Kushner, met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu earlier this week. The deal on the table includes a six-week pause in fighting in which Hamas would release 30 hostages in exchange for Israel releasing hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. A U.S. government funding plan has collapsed days before what could be a Christmastime shutdown after President-elect Donald Trump abruptly rejected a bipartisan deal. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Trump is telling House Speaker Mike Johnson and the GOP to essentially renegotiate a new deal before Friday's deadline to keep the government open. In a statement, Trump and VP-elect J.D. Vance say Republicans must get smart and tough. Trump is making an almost unrealistic proposal to pair the continuation of government funding with a much more controversial provision to boost America's debt limit, something the GOP routinely rejects. Hours earlier, Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer had hailed the funding deal, but many Republicans had been waiting on Trump to signal how they should vote on a massive deal rank-and-file GOP lawmakers blasted for its increased spending. Sagar Meghani, Washington.